Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Deanne Penn at United Nations Headquarters in New York. Coming up in this week's program, we hear the stories of three women refugees. A teenage refugee from Syria will use her role as goodwill ambassador with the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, to urge world leaders to stand with children uprooted by war. Muzun Almilehen, who's 19, is the youngest person and the first official refugee ever to be appointed to the position. Global displacement reached a record high last year, with more than 65 million people forced to flee their homes due to war, violence, and persecution. Muzun spoke to Rima Baza about her hopes as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador and also explained why education is critical in order to change the world.
I'm so proud to become a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador and gives me a special platform to help the children around the world, to give them hope and to help those living in emergencies and uprooted by war and conflict. And I'm so excited for everything I will do with UNICEF in the future.
Did you imagine something like this could happen 3 years ago when you were living in the camp?
I never thought about something like that, but of course I'm a person so passionate about my dreams and my hopes, and I always expect these things that will happen to me when I work harder on myself, and I hope to represent other children and give them hope and raise their voices to be heard in the world.
It's very easy when someone is a refugee and experienced what you've been through to fall into despair. What kept you going, working hard when you were in the camp?
What kept me going, actually, that because I believe by education we can do anything we want and we can change our difficult situation. Also, we can face the challenges by education. And one the most importantly, that we can rebuild our countries. So I cannot accept to be nothing in this world. I cannot be without hope and to feel hopeless.
Under your new role, what's the practical thing you will be trying to do to help refugees? Like, give me an example of something you wish to do.
I wish to do as much as I can. And one of the things I will do, I will try to travel with UNICEF around the world to meet the children and to listen to them, to their difficulties, and try my best to tell the world about them. For example, next month I'm going to Hamburg to represent UNICEF in G20, which is a wonderful opportunity to be there to try to urge the world leaders and speak to the people who could help us as refugees.
What do you want to tell world leaders?
I would love to tell them that refugees are a normal people. People didn't want to flee their homes, but the hard situation and difficult circumstances that forced them to become refugees. And the majority of refugees are children. So we have to stand with them and to give them opportunities, of course, to give them education. And we need those children to rebuild their countries again.
A young mother who escaped conflict in South Sudan is grateful to have found shelter and safety at a UN-run refugee camp in neighboring Uganda. Akwi Gairi fled eastern Equatoria State last month with her small children and a baby on her back after her husband was killed. Uganda has taken in more than 1 million refugees from countries like South Sudan, Burundi, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is placing a strain on resources. The government and the UN are this week hosting a solidarity summit in the capital, Kampala, to drum up support for refugees and the communities hosting them. Jocelyn Sambira met Akwi at the Impevi Camp Reception Center in northern Uganda, where she's been living for almost a month.
We get difficult in moving. It takes 1 week on the road moving because we are 8 in number, young children. My husband is killed. I come with my sister, my elder sister, then our youngest children.
I'm sorry for your loss. Were you home when your husband was killed?
I was at home, but disciple calls him at night. Then they take him away. They slaughtered him, not killed by gun, by knife.
So you decided to leave with your sister and your children?
Yeah, because we are fearing these people may come at night, also may collect us. That's why we decided to come in border of Uganda and Sudan to help our lives.
Do they say why they're fighting?
We don't know. We are the civilian. We don't know why they are fighting.
Do you feel safe here?
Yeah, I feel safe here. Even I can't go back to Sudan again.
Do you have any family that is still in South Sudan?
I left my mom there.
Do you hear about your mother? Is she okay?
It was last week. We had where we left. They also get fight there. The fighting took place.
So you don't know what happened?
Yeah, up to now, my mother don't have any communication between him and me.
And your children, they're okay?
Yeah, my two children, they're okay. But this one now, he was sick.
Is it because of the road travel?
Yeah, it's a very big trouble.
It must have been very difficult to bring your children.
It is very difficult because we don't have food. We don't have any blanket or covering. We just come with one clothes.
So what were you doing at night? You were just hiding in the bushes?
Yeah, we just staying. When we get a big tree, we go and hide ourselves. We make fire, then we put the housing there.
And now do you have food? Do you have a blanket?
Not yet. We did not yet receive those things.
But you will get that?
Yeah, we'll get when we get our cards.
If you were to give a message to leaders, what would you say?
Yeah, I can say let this world look after us because our life is now in their hands. Let them look a way to protect us where they are risk placed. But now we feel safety when we are in Uganda.
And what message do you have for the United Nations?
For United Nations, I give thanks to them. Let them give courage to these children which we are holding them. They don't have father. Even for me, I have MAU children. They are four. We are holding them. But it's very difficult to keep them because we have now, recently, we don't have any place to stay. If they can manage to protect these children, let them assist us.
The number of people who have fled their homes due to conflict, persecution, and instability hit a record high of 65.6 million in 2016, according to the latest data from the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Nowhere is the refugee crisis growing faster than in Uganda, which, as we just heard, has taken in more than 1 million refugees, double the number from last year. In this report, we meet one woman from the Democratic Republic of the Congo who's trying to build a new life in the country. In western Uganda, local people and refugees are in the same boat, literally. They've come together to form a business cooperative to raise, harvest, and sell fish. Congolese refugee Janine Rodia, a single mother, is part of the collective which operates a fish farming project on Lake Roamunga.
In this group, we work together, locals and refugees. We support each other.
The cooperative is made up of 20 refugees and 5 Ugandans and is supported by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and the UN Development Program, UNDP. Members meet once a week at Janine's house. The money earned allows them to save together and take out loans to start small businesses.
Ever since I joined the group, I was able to buy a pig. It immediately gave birth, and I was able to build a proper house. I see that my life keeps changing, which gives me hope that I might achieve even more.
Janine is part of a massive wave of global displacement. The UN says more than 65 million people worldwide are on the run because of war, violence, or persecution. On World Refugee Day, observed on the 20th of June, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for stronger solidarity to support developing countries like Uganda, which are hosting millions of refugees.
Countries are asking those in the developing world that host the largest number of refugees to keep them, but are not providing the necessary support for that to be possible. Stronger solidarity to refugee-hosting countries in the global south is absolutely a must. Finally, I ask countries in the developed world to increase their resettlement quotas, at least to the levels that we had 2 or 3 years ago.
That was UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. And with that, we've come to the end of another edition of UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Deanne Penn.